This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. We have an update now on a case in Delaware that involves a pediatrician accused of abusing more than 100 children who were his patients. The state has responded with a package of laws designed to make doctors and their supervisors more accountable. Meanwhile, authorities continue to investigate the pediatrician. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports.
They've been called the Bradley Bills, after Earl Bradley, the pediatrician currently in jail on charges of allegedly abusing many of his patients. For more than a decade, Bradley treated children at his practice in the beach town of Lewis. Last year, one girl's mother complained to police, and after Bradley's arrest, dozens more came forward. Police found pictures and videos that led to eventually identifying 126 girls and one boy as alleged victims.
These are the right steps.
Delaware Governor Jack Markell.
This is certainly nothing to celebrate, but the fact that I think it's a positive that bipartisan group of legislators came together to do the right thing.
Markell signed those bills in Dover late yesterday. Earlier this year, he'd ordered an independent probe into just how Earl Bradley had been able to practice for so long before his arrest. Widener Law School Dean Linda Amond investigated for 4 months and issued her report in May.
People weren't scrupulously following the law. If you think that a physician is impaired or should not be practicing for a variety of reasons, there are certain actors who were supposed to report that to a certain entity. So balls were dropped all along the way.
Amond's made 68 recommendations, many of which made it into legislation that passed unanimously in both houses. Doctors will now be fingerprinted. Criminal histories will be checked. One red flag that could have alerted authorities was that Earl Bradley had been investigated before, when he was in Philadelphia more than a decade before moving his practice to Delaware. Another measure ensures that no child under 15 will be physically examined without a chaperone present. Wayne Smith represents Delaware's Healthcare Association. He supports the reforms, calling them balanced.
Now will allow for appropriate protections and an appropriate chaperone policy.
Smith says hospitals are working out individual policies that will go into effect later this summer. One of those hospitals is the Beebe Medical Center, where Dr. Bradley was on call. Smith says the hospital's been hit hard by the charges against its doctor, especially since so many local residents work there.
There's a real concern with the impact of any lawsuits on the balance sheet of that fine hospital.
The fallout over this case continues to affect residents in Lewis. Many still refuse to discuss it. Alleged victims and their parents still face the judgment of those around them. And divisions have opened up between those who work at the hospital where Earl Bradley practiced and those who don't. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.